When it comes to health insurance in the United States, being a woman can mean paying more. The new health law is designed to end that disparity, and it has other special provisions in it for women. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on how women's dealings with health insurers will change under the new law.
Marcia Greenberger has been bothered by the disparities for years. She's co-president of the National Women's Law Center, a nonprofit advocacy group that worked hard to influence what was in the final legislation.
The truth is that women have really gotten the short end of the stick in health care in many, many ways, and as a result have an enormous amount to gain from this health care bill.
One of those women who could gain is Jennifer Wilson, who helps organize and produce events like the Olympics. 7 years ago, when Wilson was 31 years old, she had an unplanned pregnancy. She and her husband had an insurance policy, but it turned out it didn't include maternity benefits. They realized they had to do something about coverage.
And we quickly found out that the only way that you can even get maternity is if you self-pay into the plan.
Self-pay, where they pay their insurer an extra $350 a month, starting before conception. Wilson was essentially uninsured. She ended up having to pay out of pocket for what turned out to be an emergency cesarean section. Then she and her husband went looking for another insurance policy.
And that's when we realized that since I had the C-section previously, I wasn't even eligible for the pay-in plan anymore because they saw it as a pre-existing condition.
As freelancers, she and her husband were looking at a plan just for their family. That means without the protections and discounts you get in a group plan from a mid to large-sized employer, the kind most people have. So Wilson took a job at Lowe's. It meant a 50% cut in income, but it came with health insurance. Women have faced other problems as well, says Marcia Greenberger of the National Women's Law Center. Her group has found insurance policies in some states that cost a woman 50% more than it would cost a man, even 85% more, and these policies don't cover pregnancies. That, she says, will go away with the new health insurance shopping marts, the so-called exchanges, scheduled to start up in 2014.
Any individual woman or a person who's trying to buy insurance through a small employer or a small group plan through the exchange will be able to buy that insurance without having to pay the extra premium for being a woman. And maternity is also required to be included.
There are more benefits for women in the new law, including women insured by medium and large employers. For example, starting next year, no co-payments for preventive services like mammograms and pap smears. And businesses that employ 50 or more people will have to provide a place and time for nursing mothers to be able to lactate. The new law does include many provisions that will help women, says Gail Walensky. She's an economist who headed Medicare during the first President Bush's administration. But there's one thing she says people shouldn't forget.
In the short term, at least, they're going to bump up cost of health care. All of these will increase the cost of insurance along with various other provisions.
Including another provision women might like, the requirement that starting 5 months from now, new health insurance plans must permit women to see obstetrician-gynecologists without first getting authorization from a primary care doctor. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.